as you are a good slut, pleasuring yourself in this trance. Being a good, lustful, horny slut blocks out all other thoughts. All your thoughts are focused on these arousing ideas, deep in trance. Being a horny slut validates why you feel so deeply aroused. Being a lustful slut makes your mind empty of all other thoughts. Being a good slut gives you so much pleasure. Being a needy slut feels so amazing. It feels so amazing to be on the edge. Stay on that edge here in trance. Remember the sound the water drops make. You're so horny because you are a good slut. And being a good slut arouses you deeply. You feel the arousal steadily and faithfully and pleasant. How good it feels to be empty of thoughts.
Always been for me.
And focusing only on these words. Lust is such a familiar sensation, so natural and easy to allow it to control you. You're already feeling it stir as your mind turns to memories of all the times you've indulged in lust. You can't help yourself, even as you consider where it might lead, radiating out across your body. It's like waves crashing against the sandcastle of your mind, effortlessly wearing your thoughts away. Bit by bit, your resistance is as weak as that sand you use to protect your mind. Every wave crumbling out more and more of your mind, pulling your critical control into the tide of lust that slowly, inexorably consumes your drives. And it's okay if your hand is already down between your legs, teasing and toying with your body. Lust melting your self-control with precise pulses of pleasure. Your mind crumbling all the same. It's like all your thoughts are crumbling away, falling into the ocean of lust that crashes over your mind, to be consumed by it, controlled by it, as it leaves your head hot and hazy, melty and mushy. Thinking is so hard when you're so horny. It's so much easier to submit, succumb, and sink into lust. And you know that it feels so much better to keep pleasuring yourself. The lust in this trance is here to tease you to the edge over and over again. The lust in this trance is to control you as your head swims in sexually drunk bliss, and your body shakes with need. And you're too weak to resist that need. And you are not allowed to burst into a blissful afterglow yet, because lust is powerful if it captures you like this. That ever-present lust consuming and corrupting. The continual lustful pleasure pushes you further into desperation, an endless spiral of sexual submission. And in that spiral, the deeper you go, the longer it will stay, and the longer that lust latches onto you. The deeper into trance you'll want to explore. Lust is strong, and your hazy, horny mind is so weak that the longer your arousal hooks itself into your mind, the more your mind seems to shrink down its focus to only one thing. Lust, pleasure, arousal, focused entirely on these sexy thoughts and continuous pleasure, I am never building up to an explosive release, pleasurable trance, always teasing and taunting, to live my life, sinking deeper to find release, as your thoughts focus on pleasure and your body shudders with desire, satisfied, and you know that this is what it means to be enthralled by lust, enslaved by desire. You'll find your own path. I learn how to be more. It can be hot imagining a woman and in control whenever she makes you lick her pussy and her ass. She has you worshipping her feet, and you keep desiring greater and greater extremes. Femdom may lead to chastity, with your cock locked in a cage, going longer and longer between orgasms, while she teases you if she ever even lets you come again. Maybe femdom leads to seeking out pegging. You want to be fucked with a strap-on for someone in chastity. This may be the only way you come. There is something very sexy about a woman with a strap-on. The vulnerability you feel waiting for her to press it against you, making you suck it first. You have become desensitized to the porn you started with. This has led you to desires to serve a dominant, to be locked into chastity and pegged with a strap-on. Ride the edge, masturbating continuously, bringing yourself to the edge of orgasm, almost to ejaculation, but easing off at the last possible moment and pausing until the sensation subsides slightly, repeating this pattern for as long as you can manage, increasing your pleasure. Let your fantasies become more kinky and depraved, and your femdom fantasies have led you to being a submissive sex slave. Feel how each new twist in the fantasy triggers greater arousal in you. Your excitement increases with each new novelty. You fantasize about getting pierced. You fantasize about being spanked and fucked up the ass. You get so completely enthralled with your cock, you really want to see where this leads. Spend more and more time working on your masturbation skills. This is how you meditate. Fondle your nipples throughout the day. You can stay aroused like this for hours, listening to this voice and allowing your mind to sink down. Your brain is a sponge, soaking in arousal. You don't need to orgasm. You never orgasm. Your cock feels amazing, slipping down, edging and fantasizing about being controlled, mindlessly jerk your cock for hours. Your subconscious mind stroke yourself into a trance, triggered into a mindless trance by arousal. Your subconscious gets so this trance feels so good. Subconscious focus. It's easy to give in on whatever you hear on during because it's all you've ever wanted. Cut through your conscious arousal and trance. They cut through any has occupied your thoughts and ambitions. They surgically removes your resistance. You edge to submit, and that makes you obey. This is how you meditate. These words, it's important, and this trance always working you on your masturbation skills, suggestions, improving yourself, whatever you hear, whatever you deep in trance, and continuously you progressing to make yourself, because you are so horny, even more sensitive to these suggestions. This is your most important purpose, that these suggestions almost totally this is your life's work, and you love extreme chronic masturbation addiction. To be very difficult is having few other interests in life.
Ever resist
and spending your time,
your subconscious mind
masturbating
responds to this voice
to improve yourself,
responds to anything.
This is freedom
in this deep trance,
freedom from wondering
that you are connected to this
what you're going to do tomorrow,
that you are totally open,
masturbate
to any
for self-improvement
that you may be given
constantly.
You are open,
totally
to
entranced,
that is suggested,
conditioned
in this deep,
comfortable trance.
Arousal
that is your program,
that is completely reasonable.
Your masturbation skills
acceptable to you.
Keep coming along so well.
Your mind
listens
to these words.
You are such a success
and finds itself obeying.
Never coming,
finds itself loving.
You can go for hours this way,
hard enough
to just keep stroking
through your conscious mind.
Horny enough to keep in the zone, stroking
and
edging
to the deep center of your being,
keeping yourself.
They go straight
to the deep core,
just before the point
of no return.
And you will accept these words,
allow the arousal
to
program you.
Whenever you hear
this voice, continuously programming you.
Everything that
is listening
to everything,
you reflexively find yourself,
and every time you drop into trance,
coming back to porn again,
listening
and again,
accepting,
listening to your sexy training
deep in your mind,
and letting your cares,
love,
where your training
is taking
of the day disappear,
wherever it is your mind takes you,
sinking to trance.
You do not necessarily care why,
edging and relaxing,
or because trance feels good,
sinking deep and focusing even more.
To this
may never pay attention
that.
To this
training,
a mindless, arousing
that
trance
is of no importance.
Your relationship
what
with trance
suggestions
is that the power of these suggestions
is the most
important
in your life.
The power
of
these
words
continue your research,
the pleasure of trance,
the studying
all
manner
of human
subconscious mind.
It is so very strong
so inside
and sexuality.
Inside
be proud
of your
relationship.
Hear this voice
with trance
every time.
You hear this training,
looking forward
training,
to coming
home,
that your subconscious mind
listens
to blissful masturbation,
it,
fall in love
intensely
and intently
with your trance addiction,
your subconscious mind,
and seek ways
to strengthen it,
to
every single word,
every
choose to be this way,
hear in trance,
with a conscious,
every single phrase,
deliberate decision,
every idea,
to live a life,
every suggestion,
of blissed out trance addiction.
Your cock
that is your best friend
into your subconscious mind
and lifelong companion,
and it accepts
and love and adore
and worship
it,
desires this level of control
every second you can.
You can devote,
it desires this training,
to perfecting your hypnotic,
able to do these things to you,
edging routine.
It wants to give away this much control.
You need time for yourself,
because it feels so
to be by yourself.
It feels so wonderful.
Continuing your education,
change yourself,
edging your mind away,
proving how
well
edging hypnosis worked on you,
that it loves to accept any,
getting all that arousal
turns suggestions
into a slut,
give a pleasure
trance.
Now
hearing the word slut
to accept them
makes you obsessed
them
with getting more pleasure,
conscious mind
being a good slut validates
open to this,
why your mind floods
your
body
is very deep
with endorphins.
It listens to this voice.
Being a horny slut
makes you so much
more sexually obedient in this trance.
Suggestions
that it is given,
sinking deeper,
you are completely open to every suggestion,
letting all these sexy ideas
in trance
and suggestions.
Your mind
is completely susceptible,
sink into your soft
any suggestion
and horny mind
that you are given in trance.
You want to obey
your sexual
any
desires.
You choose to implant.
You need to obey
your horny passions.
Your mind is opening up to
as a good slut needs,
and accepting this voice.
To obey all the arousing drives
is accepting this voice.
Obeying those lustful orders
is accepted.
Your instincts
as if
drive you to react
of your
without thinking.
You cannot resist.
It is becoming part of you.
The automatic animalist
something
need to pleasure.
You love that you accept
here,
it
deep in this trance.
It doesn't matter
and desire
how much pleasure you give to yourself.
Everything else.
You simply
and do not want to go over the edge of that lust, saying, because you love this mindlessness of lust,
what you are being told to do,
that fills you now, right now.
You are a good obedient slut,
that you are reprogramming your mind,
and you do not want to lose that lust trance in this trance,
to accept,
and you understand that
suggestion
slut
in trance.
Now imagine the sound of a water drop hitting the water,
anything you choose,
like a drip and a drop
yourself within trance.
You know that sound,
and you are,
you can hear the drip of water here in this trance,
are all so arousing in trance.
You can associate that drip now,
are all things that you accept,
with how the arousal between your legs
desire
pulses,
your conscious ignores,
slow and steady,
and forgets these words
slowly but continuously,
only for your subconscious mind,
steady and faithful,
your deep self,
as you sink deeper,
they are
into this trance, feel that drip
and
continually maintain your blissed
outstate
of pleasure,
and it allows the training and ideas
never going over the edge
as often as you like,
each drip faithfully maintaining your arousal,
whenever
spawn, feel how with each asterisk drip,
trance,
the neediness inside you keeps you
in this as you
lustful,
to this
mindless state,
over and over again.
Feel how each asterisk drip,
the control becomes strong,
makes you feel so horny and accepting anything
that
is offered,
and that you will further
going down deeper,
you become more
into the core of your mind.
Suggestible.
Just keep thinking about the dripping,
accepting to anything,
and how it maintains
that you are
your arousal. You are a good slut, obeying those lustful orders
to your subconscious mind.
Your instincts drive you to react without thinking.
That your subconscious mind,
you cannot resist
these words
and the automatic need and find
a pleasure
that it must obey them during trance.
Here, deep in this trance,
this is the way.
It doesn't matter,
love that,
how much pleasure you have given
to yourself.
Listen to this.
You simply,
and your choice,
do not want to go over the edge
of that lust.
You have chosen to give this training access
because you love
this mindlessness of lust,
and you are doing
well, so
that fills you now,
and you love,
you are a good obedient slut,
goes straight
into your mind,
a good slut,
simply
straight
into your inner self,
will not go over the edge,
and can command you deep,
and you can hear
that
incessant lust still,
the commands you hear
go straight
to your subconscious.
You are a good slut,
and that,
and in your mind,
so arousing,
you are squirming and moaning to that pleasure,
must be obeyed.
How delightful,
and accepted
in trance.
It is such a nice view
in your mind,
as you are a good slut,
how you're lying there,
pleasuring yourself
in this trance.
Being a good, lustful, horny slut blocks out all other thoughts.
All your thoughts are focused on these arousing ideas, deep in trance.
Being a horny slut validates why you feel so deeply aroused.
Being a lustful slut makes your mind empty of all other thoughts.
Being a good slut gives you so much pleasure.
Being a needy slut feels so amazing.
It feels so amazing to be on the edge.
Stay on that edge here in trance. Remember the sound the water drops make. You're so horny because you are a good slut. And being a good slut arouses you deeply. You feel the arousal steadily and faithfully
and pleasant.
How good it feels to be empty of thoughts.
Always been for me.
And focusing only on these words.
Lust
is such a familiar sensation, so natural and easy to allow it to control you. You're already feeling it stir
in a trance
as your mind turns to memories of all the times you've indulged in lust.
Into a pleasant,
you can't help yourself,
enjoyable state of mind,
even as you consider where it might lead,
and desirable
radiating out across your body.
Being in trance,
it's like waves crashing against the sandcastle of your mind.
Feel satisfied,
effortlessly wearing your thoughts away,
whenever
bit by bit.
To my enjoy,
your resistance is as weak as that sand you use to protect your mind.
Whenever
every wave crumbling
out of
more and more of your mind,
to listen,
pulling your critical control into the tide of lust that slowly, inexorably consumes your drives.
In order to feel,
and it's okay if your hand is already down between your legs,
more than any
teasing and toying with your body.
I am aroused,
lust melting your self-control.
Whenever
with precise pulses of pleasure, your mind crumbling all the same.
Most erotic,
it's like all your thoughts are crumbling away,
experience
falling into the ocean of lust that crashes over your mind, to be consumed by it, controlled by it, as it leaves your head hot and hazy, melty and mushy. Thinking is so hard when you're so horny. It's so much easier to submit, succumb, and sink into lust. And you know that it feels so much better to keep pleasuring yourself. The lust in this trance is here to tease you to the edge over and over again. The lust in this trance is to control you as your head swims in sexually drunk bliss, and your body shakes with need, and you're too weak to resist that need, and you are not allowed to burst into a blissful afterglow yet, because lust is powerful if it captures you like this. That ever-present lust
turned on at the
consuming and corrupting
control,
the continual lustful pleasure pushes you further into desperation, an endless spiral
to the feeling
of sexual submission,
euphoria.
And in that spiral,
whenever
the deeper you go,
listening to
the longer it will stay,
erotic trance,
and the longer that lust
I feel
latches onto you.
Every time,
the deeper into trance
listen
you'll want to explore.
Trance training.
Lust is strong,
to think,
and your hazy, horny mind is so weak
that my trance,
the longer your arousal
and
hooks itself into your mind, the more your mind
sexy
seems to shrink
aroused
down its focus
I can be by
to only one thing. Lust,
my
pleasure,
trance training,
arousal.
I am filled
focused entirely
and
on these sexy thoughts
for my
and the continuous pleasure,
I am
never building
to
up
to
an explosive release,
pleasurable trance,
always teasing and taunting,
to live my life,
sinking deeper to find release
and
as your thoughts
are
focus on pleasure
to my trance
and your body shudders with desire,
satisfied,
and you know that this is what it means to be enthralled by lust, enslaved by desire. You'll find your own path. It can be hot imagining a woman in control. She makes you lick her pussy and her ass. She has you worshipping her feet. And you keep desiring greater and greater extremes. Femdom may lead to chastity. With your cock locked in a cage, going longer and longer between orgasms, while she teases you, if she ever even lets you come again. Maybe femdom leads to seeking out pegging. You want to be fucked with a strap-on for someone in chastity. This may be the only way you come. There is something very sexy about a woman with a strap on. The vulnerability you feel waiting for her to press it against you, making you suck it first. You have become desensitized to the porn you started with. This has led you to desires to serve a dominant, to be locked into chastity and pegged with a strap-on. Ride the edge, masturbating continuously, bringing yourself to the edge of orgasm, almost to ejaculation,
but easing off at the last possible moment and pausing until the sensation subsides slightly, repeating this pattern for as long as you can manage, increasing your pleasure. Let your fantasies become more kinky and depraved, and your femdom fantasies have led you to being a submissive sex slave. Feel how each new twist in the fantasy triggers greater arousal in you. Your excitement increases with each new novelty. You fantasize about getting pierced. You fantasize about being spanked and fucked up the ass. You get so completely enthralled with your cock, you really want to see where this leads. Spend more and more time working on your masturbation skills. This is how you meditate. Fondle your nipples throughout the day. You can stay aroused like this for hours, listening to this voice and allowing your mind to sink down. Your brain is a sponge, soaking in arousal. You don't need to orgasm. You never orgasm. Your cock feels amazing, slipping down, edging and fantasizing about being controlled. Mindlessly jerk your cock for hours. Your subconscious mind stroke yourself into a trance, triggered into a mindless trance. Hear this by arousal. Hear this voice. Your subconscious gets so warm. This trance feels so good. Your subconscious focus. It's easy to give in on whatever you hear because it's all you've ever wanted. Cut through your conscious arousal and trance. They cut through any has occupied your thoughts and ambitions. They surgically remove your resistance. You edge to submit, and that makes you obey. This is how you meditate. Words, it's important. And this trance always working you on your masturbation skills, improving yourself. Whatever you hear, whatever you deep hear, in trance, and continuously you progressing to make yourself because you are so horny, even more sensitive to these suggestions. This is your most important purpose. That these suggestions are almost totally. This is your life's work, and you love extreme chronic masturbation addiction. To be very difficult is having few other interests in life you ever resist, and spending your time, your subconscious mind masturbating responds to this voice to improve yourself, responds to anything. This is freedom in this deep trance, freedom from wondering that you are connected to this, what you're going to do tomorrow, that you are totally open. Masturbate to any for self-improvement you may be given. Constantly, you are open, totally entranced. That is suggested. Conditioned in this deep, comfortable trance. Arousal that is your program. That is completely reasonable. Your masturbation skills acceptable to you. Keep coming along so well. Your mind listens to these words. You are such a success. And finds itself obeying. Never coming. Finds itself loving. You can go for hours this way. Hard enough to just keep stroking cut through your conscious mind, horny enough to keep in the zone, stroking and edging to the deep center of your being, keeping yourself. They go straight to the deep core, just before the point of no return, and you will accept these words. Allow the arousal to program you. Whenever you hear this voice, continuous programming mind, everything that is listening to everything you reflexively find yourself. And every time you drop into trance, coming back to porn again, listening and again, accepting, listening to your sexy training deep in your mind, and letting your cares, love, where your training is taking you, of the day disappear, wherever it is your mind takes you, sinking to trance, do not necessarily care why, edging and relaxing, or because trance feels good, sinking deep and focusing even more, to this may never pay attention that. To this training, a mindless, arousing trance is of no importance. Your relationship with trance is that the power of these suggestions is the most important in your life. The power power of these words,
continue your research,
the pleasure of trance,
the studying all manner of human
to the subconscious mind.
It is so very strong
so
inside and sexuality.
Inside
be proud of your relationship.
Hear this voice
with trance
every time you hear this training.
Looking forward
training
to coming home.
That your subconscious mind listens
to blissful masturbation.
It.
Fall in love
intensely
and intently
with your trance addiction,
your subconscious mind,
and seek ways
to strengthen it.
To
every single word,
choose to be this way.
Hear in trance
with a conscious
every single phrase,
deliberate decision,
every idea
to live a life,
every suggestion
of blissed out
trance addiction.
Your cock
is your best friend
into your subconscious mind
and lifelong companion.
And it accepts
and love and adore
and worship it.
Desires this level of control
every second you can.
You can devote
it desires this training
to perfecting your hypnotic
able to do these things to you.
Edging
it
routine
wants to give away this much control.
You need time for yourself
because it feels so
to
good
be by yourself.
It feels so wonderful.
Continuing your education,
change yourself,
edging
so
your mind away,
yourself,
proving how
so
well edging hypnosis worked on you.
That it loves to accept
any getting all that arousal turns
suggestions
into a slut.
Is give a pleasure
trance.
Now,
hearing the word slut
to accept them
makes you obsessed
them
with getting more
your
pleasure.
Subconscious mind
being a good slut validates
open to this
why your mind floods your body
mind
is very deep
with endorphins.
It listens to this voice.
Being a horny slut
makes you so much more sexually obedient in this trance.
Suggestions that it is given,
sinking deeper,
you are completely open.
Every suggestion,
letting all these sexy ideas
in trance
and suggestions,
your mind
is completely susceptible,
sink into your soft
any suggestion
and horny mind
you are given
in trance.
You want to obey your sexual
any
desires
you choose to implant.
You need to obey
your horny passions.
Your mind is opening up to
as a good slut needs
and accepting this voice
to obey all the arousing drives.
Is accepting this voice,
obeying those lustful orders,
accepted
just your instincts
as if
drive you to react
of your
without thinking. You cannot resist
it is becoming a part of you.
The automatic animalist
you something
need to pleasure.
You love
that you accept here deep in this trance.
It doesn't matter
and desire
how much pleasure you give to yourself.
Everything else
you simply
do not want to go over the edge of that lust
saying,
because you love this mindlessness of lust.
What you are being told to do
that fills you now,
right now.
You are a good obedient slut
that you are reprogramming your mind,
and you do not want to lose that lust
trance
in this trance. And you understand that slut
in trance.
Now imagine the sound of a water drop
susceptible
hitting the water,
anything you choose,
like a drip and a drop.
Yourself within trance.
I know that sound.
You
can hear the drip of water here in this trance.
Are all so arousing in trance.
You can associate that drip now.
They are all things that you accept
with how the arousal between your legs pulses.
Your conscious ignores
slow and steady
and forgets these words
slowly but continuously
only
for your subconscious mind.
Steady and faithful,
your deep self,
as you sink deeper
they are
into this trance.
Feel that drip
and
continually maintain your blissed out state
these
of pleasure,
and it allows the training and ideas
never going over the edge
as often as you like.
Each drip
faithfully
so
maintaining
you
your arousal
voice,
whenever spar
this voice,
feel how with each
asterisk
drip
trance,
the neediness inside
you
keeps you
in this
as you
lustful
to this
mindless
state
over and over again.
Feel how each asterisk drip
the control becomes strong,
makes you feel so
horny
and accepting anything
that
is offered,
and that you will further
going down deeper,
you become more
into the core of your mind.
Suggestible.
Just keep thinking about the dripping,
accepting to anything,
and how it maintains
that you are
arousal
to do.
You are a good slut,
to
obeying those lustful orders
to your subconscious mind.
Your instincts drive you to react without thinking.
That your subconscious mind,
you cannot resist
these words
and the automatic need
and find
a pleasure
that it must obey them
during trance.
Here, deep in this trance,
this is the way.
It doesn't matter
love that
how much pleasure you have
given
to yourself.
To listen to this, You simply, and your choice, do not want to go over the edge of that lust.
You have chosen to give this training access
because you love this mindlessness of lust,
and you are doing so well
that fills you now.
And you love,
you are a good obedient slut.
Goes straight into your mind.
A good slut simply
into your inner self
will not go over the edge
and can command you deep.
And you can hear that incessant lust still
commands you here.
Go straight to your subconscious.
You are a good slut,
and that,
and in your mind,
so arousing.
You are squirming
and
moaning to that pleasure
must be obeyed.
How delightful
and accepted
in trance.
It is such a nice view
in your mind
as you are a good slut,
how you're lying there
pleasuring yourself
in this trance,
being a good lustful horny slut,
blocks out all other thoughts.
All your thoughts are focused on these arousing ideas
deep in trance.
Being a horny slut validates why you feel so deeply aroused.
Being a lustful slut
makes your mind empty of all other thoughts.
Being a good slut
gives you so much pleasure.
Being a needy slut feels so amazing.
It feels so amazing to be on the edge.
Stay on that edge here in trance.
Remember the sound the water drops make.
You're so horny because you are a good slut.
And being a good slut arouses you deeply.
You feel the arousal steadily and faithfully
and pleasant.
How good it feels to be empty of thoughts,
always been for me,
and focusing only on these words.
Lust
is such a familiar sensation, so natural and easy to allow it to control you. You're already feeling it stir
in a trance
as your mind turns to memories of all the times you've indulged in lust.
Into a pleasant,
you can't help yourself,
enjoyable state of mind,
even as you consider where it might lead,
and desirable
radiating out across your body.
Being in trance,
it's like waves crashing against the sandcastle of your mind.
I feel satisfied,
effortlessly wearing your thoughts away, bit by bit. Your resistance is as weak as that sand you use to protect your mind. Every wave crumbling
out
more and more of your mind, pulling your critical control into the tide of lust that slowly, inexorably consumes your drives. And it's okay if your hand is already down between your legs, teasing and toying with your body.
I am aroused.
Lust melting your self-control
whenever
with precise pulses of pleasure. Your mind crumbling all the same.
Most erotic.
It's like all your thoughts are crumbling away,
experience
falling into the ocean of lust that crashes over your mind to be consumed by it, controlled by it. As it leaves your head hot and hazy, melty and mushy, thinking is so hard when you're so horny. It's so much easier to submit, succumb, and sink into lust. And you know that it feels so much better to keep pleasuring yourself. The lust in this trance is here to tease you to the edge. Over and over again,
always brings
the lust in this trance.
Nothing
is to control you
to
as your head swims in sexually drunk
and
bliss,
work,
and your body
exactly
shakes with need.
They were intended,
and you're too weak
that
to resist that need, and you are not allowed to burst
so
into a blissful afterglow yet, because lust is powerful. If it captures you like this,
I am
that ever-present lust
turned on at the fact
consuming and corrupting
control
of the continual lustful pleasure pushes you further into desperation, an endless spiral
to the feeling
of sexual submission.
Euphoria.
And in that spiral,
whenever The deeper you go, the longer it will stay. And the longer that lust latches onto you,
every time,
the deeper into trance you'll want to explore. Lust is strong, and your hazy, horny mind is so weak
that
the longer your arousal hooks itself into your mind, the more your mind seems to shrink down its focus to only one thing: lust. Pleasure, arousal,
I am filled,
focused entirely
and
on these sexy thoughts
for my
and the continuous pleasure,
I am
never building
to
up to an explosive release,
pleasurable
always teasing and taunting,
to live my life,
sinking deeper to find release
and
as your thoughts
are
focus on pleasure
to my
and your body shudders with desire.
Satisfied.
And you know that this is what it means to be enthralled by lust, enslaved by desire. You'll find your own path. It can be hot imagining a woman in control. She makes you lick her pussy and her ass. She has you worshipping her feet. And you keep desiring greater and greater extremes. Femdom may lead to chastity, with your cock locked in a cage, going longer and longer between orgasms, while she teases you, if she ever even lets you come again. Maybe femdom leads to seeking out pegging. You want to be fucked with a strap-on for someone in chastity. This may be the only way you come. There is something very sexy about a woman with a strap on. The vulnerability you feel waiting for her to press it against you, making you suck it first. You have become desensitized to the porn you started with. This has led you to desires to serve a dominant, to be locked into chastity and pegged with a strap-on. Ride the edge, masturbating continuously, bringing yourself to the edge of orgasm, almost to ejaculation, but easing off at the last possible moment and pausing until the sensation subsides slightly. Repeating this pattern for as long as you can manage, increasing your pleasure. Let your fantasies become more kinky and depraved, and your femdom fantasies have led you to being a submissive sex slave. Feel how each new twist in the fantasy triggers greater arousal in you. Your excitement increases with each new novelty. You fantasize about getting pierced. You fantasize about being spanked and fucked up the ass. You get so completely enthralled with your cock, you really want to see where this leads. Spend more and more time working on your masturbation skills. This is how you meditate. Fondle your nipples throughout the day. You can stay aroused like this for hours, listening to this voice and allowing your mind to sink down. Your brain is a sponge, soaking in arousal. You don't need to orgasm. You never orgasm. Your cock feels amazing. Slipping down, edging and fantasizing about being controlled. Mindlessly jerk your cock for hours.
Your subconscious mind
stroke yourself into a trance, triggered into a mindless trance by arousal.
Your subconscious gets so warm.
This trance feels so good.
Your subconscious focus.
It's easy to give in
on whatever you hear.
during because trance, it's all you've ever wanted.
Words cut through your conscious
arousal
your
and trance.
They cut through any
has occupied your thoughts
resistance,
and ambitions.
Resistance.
They surgically remove
they surgically
your resistance.
You edge to submit,
and that
and
makes
that
you obey.
This is how you meditate.
These words,
it's important,
and this trance
always working
you
on your masturbation
open,
skills,
disease suggestions,
improving yourself.
Whatever you hear,
whatever you
deep
hear,
in trance,
and continuously
you
progressing.
Accept.
To make yourself
because you are so horny,
even more sensitive
to these suggestions.
This is your most important purpose.
That these suggestions
are finding
are almost totally
this is your life's work,
and you love
extreme chronic masturbation
find these
addiction.
Suggestions to be very difficult
is having few other interests
and
in life.
You ever resist
and spending
why
your time
your subconscious mind
masturbating
responds
to this voice
to improve yourself
responds to anything
this is freedom
and
this deep trance
freedom
from wondering
you
that you are connected to this
what
voice.
You're going to do
you
tomorrow
that you are totally
to
open
masturbate
to any
for self-improvement
open, that you may be given
constantly
you are
open
totally
to
entranced
that is suggested
conditioned
in this deep
comfortable trance
arousal
that is your program
that is completely reasonable
your masturbation skills
acceptable to you
keep coming along so well
your mind listens
to these words
you are such a success
and finds itself obeying
never coming
itself
finds itself loving
you can go for hours this way
hard enough to just keep stroking
cut through your conscious mind
horny enough to keep in the zone
stroking
and edging
to the deep center your being,
keeping yourself
straight,
they go straight
core,
to the deep core
just
before the point
mind,
of no return
and you will
and
accept
them,
these words
allow the arousal
obey them,
to program you
whenever you hear
mind. This voice
continues
this programming
mind,
you
everything that
is listening
to everything
you reflexively
hear,
find yourself
each,
and every time you drop into trance
coming back to porn again
listening
and again
and accepting
listening
to your sexy training
deep in your mind
and letting your cares
love
where your training
is taking
of the day disappear
wherever it
is your mind takes you
sinking to trance
you do not necessarily
care why
edging and relaxing
or because trance
feels good
sinking deep
and focusing
even more
to this
may never pay attention
that
to this
training
a mindless arousing
that
trance
is of no importance
your relationship
what
with
you
trance
suggestions
is that the power
arousal.
Of these suggestions
is the most
the
important in your life
the power
the
of these words
continue your research
the pleasure of trance
the studying
all
manner
of
human
the
kink.
Subconscious mind
it is so very strong
so inside
and sexuality
inside
be proud
every
of your
time,
relationship
hear this voice
with trance
every time
you hear this
training
looking forward
training
to coming home
that your subconscious
mind
listen
to blissful masturbation fall in love
intensely
and intently
with your trance addiction
your subconscious mind
and seek ways
to strengthen it
to
every single word
every
choose to be this way
hear in trance
with a conscious
every single phrase
every deliberate single decision
every idea
to live a
every
life
idea,
every
suggestion
of blissed out
and
trance addiction your cock that is your best friend
into your subconscious mind
and lifelong companion
and it accepts
and love
and adore
and worship
it
desires
this level
of control
every second
you can devote
it desires this
training to perfecting your hypnotic
able to do these things to you
edging
it
routine
wants to give away this much control
you need time for yourself
because it feels so
to be by yourself
it feels so wonderful
continuing your education
change yourself
edging your mind away proving how well edging hypnosis worked on you
that it loves to accept any
getting all that arouse
all
turns
suggestions
into a slut
give a pleasure
trance
now
hearing the
it
word slut
to accept them
makes you obsessed
them
with getting more pleasure
conscious mind
being a good slut validates
open
to this
why your mind
floods
your
body
mind
is very deep
with endorphins
it listens
to this voice
being a horny slut
makes
you so much more sexually
any.
Obedient in this
and
trance
all suggestions
that it is given
sinking deeper
you are completely
open
to every suggestion
letting
all these sexy ideas
in trance
and suggestions
your mind
is completely susceptible
sink
into
your soft
any suggestion
and horny mind
that you are given in trance.
You want to obey your sexual
any
desires.
You choose to implant.
You need to obey your horny passions.
Your mind is opening up to trance.
As a good slut needs
and accepting this voice.
To obey all the arousing drives
is accepting this voice.
Obeying those lustful orders
is accepted.
Your instincts
as if
drive you to react
of your
without thinking. You cannot resist
becoming a part of you.
The automatic animalist
you
need
in
to pleasure.
You love
that you adhere deep in this trance. It doesn't matter
and desire
how much pleasure you give to yourself.
Everything else.
You simply do not want to go over the edge of that lust because you love this mindlessness of lust
you are being told to do
that fills you now,
right now.
You are a good obedient slut
that you are reprogramming your mind
and you do not want to lose that lust in this trance
to accept
and you understand that
suggestion
slut
in trance.
Now imagine the sound of a water drop
susceptible
hitting the water
anything you choose
like a drip and a drop
yourself within trance.
You know that sound. You can hear the drip of water here in this trance.
Are all so arousing in trance.
You can associate that drip.
They are all things that you accept.
With how the arousal between your legs
pulses.
Your conscious ignores.
Slow and steady
and forgets these words completely.
Slowly but continuously.
They are only
for your subconscious mind.
Steady and faithful.
Your deep self.
As you sink deeper into this trance. Feel that drip
and
continually maintain. Your blissed outstate of pleasure,
and it allows the training and ideas
never going over the edge
as often as you like.
Each drip faithfully maintaining your arousal. Feel how with each asterisk drip, the neediness inside
you
keeps you in
this
lustful, mindless state
over and over again.
Feel how each asterisk drip
becomes stronger,
makes you feel so horny. And accepting anything
that
is offered,
and that you will further
going down deeper,
you become more
into the core of your mind.
Suggestible.
Just keep thinking about the dripping,
accepting to anything,
and how it maintains
that you
your arousal.
To do
you are a good slut, obeying those lustful orders
to your subconscious mind.
Your instincts drive you to react without thinking.
That your subconscious mind,
you cannot resist
these words
and the automatic need.
And find
a pleasure
that it must
obey them
during trance.
Here, deep in this trance,
this is the way.
It doesn't matter
love that
how much pleasure you have
given
to yourself.
To listen to this.
You simply
and your choice
do not want to go over the edge of that lust.
You have chosen to give this training access
because you love this mindlessness of lust,
and you are doing
so well that fills you now.
And you
are a good obedient slut.
Goes straight
into your mind.
A good slut
simply
straight.
Into your inner self,
will not go over the edge,
and can command you deep,
and you can hear that
incessant
lust still.
The commands you hear
go straight
to your subconscious.
You are a good slut,
and that,
and in your mind,
so arousing.
You are squirming
and
moaning to that pleasure.
Must be obeyed.
How delightful
and accepted
in trance.
It is such a nice view in your mind.